I knew I had a temper, but damn, this week, I felt like my rage was out of control, and there was nothing I could do about it. My hand hurt, my head hurt, and I was just so pissed off at the world that it felt like nothing I did was the right thing. It had been 4 days since I had seen Sienna. 4 days since I had seen her pinned against that wall, fighting with everything she had, but both of us afraid that it wouldn't be enough. I had been so damn scared. Was still scared. I hadn't been just scared in that moment, though. I had been angry as all hell that someone dared to touch her. They'd made her feel unsafe. They'd tried to steal her purse, her phone, and God knew what else. They probably made her doubt herself, and that killed me. Because Sienna never doubted herself. She was the most confident woman I knew, so much so that she annoyed the hell out of me sometimes because we butted heads over it. Over her, over me, over all of it. But now, she was hurt, and there wasn't a damn thing I could do about it. I was scared right at this very moment just thinking about it. And so angry. I hadn't seen Sienna since that night. I hadn't talked to her, held her. I hadn't done a damn thing. That worried me more than it probably should have. Or maybe not enough. Did she blame me? Maybe she should, because I hadn't been there. I had left her alone. When I voiced my concern, she had waved me off and I left her. I should have stayed. Maybe if I had stayed, she wouldn't have been hurt. Maybe if I had stayed, she wouldn't have been scared. Maybe if I had stayed, I wouldn't have broken my fucking hand. Maybe if I had stayed, I wouldn't be lost as to what the hell I was going to do. Because I truly had no idea what the fuck to do. I sat in my house in the dark even though it was light outside. I just hadn't opened my blinds and I didn't really want to. I wasn't allowed to work yet, even to stand in the kitchen and order people around. The doctor said that I might be able to soon, but my brothers told me I needed to stay at home. I needed to rest. I needed to get to 100% mentally before I could step foot in that kitchen and try to figure out what the fuck I was going to do. For all I knew, the whole place that I had helped rebuild was just going down in flames. Yeah, I might be a little egocentric, but I wasn't so much so that I thought that no one could run things without me. But still, I was the one who had made the menu. I was the one who had taught everyone in that kitchen what they needed to do.
I had a headache, and I didn't think having another drink was going to help. Was it going to stop me, though? No. Was the fact that I needed to drive home going to stop me? Totally. I'd only had one glass of wine, but that would have to be enough for me. Because although I loved drinking at my friend's bar, I wasn't going to be an idiot about it. Oh, I could be an idiot about many things, but not when it came to the amount of wine I had before I got into my car. But none of these precautions actually helped my headache. I looked over at my sister Violet and held back a cringe. I didn't really have any room to comment on headaches, considering that Violet got migraines almost constantly, and they sometimes came out of nowhere and left her in debilitating pain. I didn't have that kind of pain. I just had a stress headache from 2 long days at work and trying not to think about everything that I was thinking about. But I was fine. Everything was fine. I would just go home and forget that I was stressed about my job, that I was still missing my best friend, and the fact that I had a crush on the guy currently sitting next to me. A guy I really shouldn't have a crush on, because I'd had that crush for a decade now. A freaking decade. And he hadn't even been in my life for some of the years in the middle. Plus, he had been dating my friend at the beginning. I had no right to have a crush on Aiden Connolly. But it was really hard not to when he kept smirking, glowering, glaring, or sometimes even smiling. Not that he smiled often, but I still had that crush even when he didn't. It was a no-good, terrible, very bad crush. No wonder I had a headache. Because Aiden always gave me a headache. No, thinking about him gave me the headache. And despite how hard I tried not to do it, I tended to think about Aiden more than I should. That meant a lot of stress, a lot of headaches, and a lot of just feeling like I was making one wrong decision after another. "What's wrong?" Harmony asked, leaning into me on my other side.